The Howl Experience has been providing both Indigenous and non-Indigenous youth an opportunity to learn about their land, the history behind it, and an insight as to who they are. Daryl Kootenay, the co-director of Howl, spoke to Windspeaker Radio Network about the program and what it offers.
We're creating our own education programs, and these programs are focused in a variety of areas like environment, climate change, Indigenous rights, Indigenous issues. Reconciliation is the main theme, but we'd like to bridge Western and Indigenous knowledge in our programming. Essentially, what we're doing is inviting experienced and professional people in their field, whether it is environment, whether it is climate change. And we bring the students from across Canada to work either directly or get to hear more about the work that they're passionate about.
Howl's programs run in the Rockies, the Yukon, and the Maritimes. For the Rockies, Howl is running their first ever semester program this fall from October 2nd all the way to December 15th. Kootenay says that even though Howl has expanded over the years, its roots remain in the Bow Valley.
We're reaching out to communities across the country, but because Howl was created in the Bow Valley, there was already a relationship with the local Indigenous peoples like myself and elders and community members. And so with reconciliation and bringing in traditional Indigenous knowledge, I like to say that the Bow Valley is where we pilot a lot of those programs and see what works best, what doesn't. And then we utilize that model. Of course, it's not going to be the exact same, but at least people have an idea of that model to be used in other places. So essentially, the Alberta program is one of the best, primarily because those relationships are there. And Indigenous peoples are building that relationship with some of the Howl staff who are creating an environment for community, especially Indigenous community, to feel safe, to share their knowledge, to feel welcomed, and to feel respected and recognized. And so our programming reflects that in the Bow Valley.
For Kootenay, it means a lot to him to paint the picture of reconciliation to the youth so future generations can take those lessons and broaden them even more.
That's why I'm in this position, and that's why I love this work. In a time of reconciliation, it's really tough to try and work on reconciliation as a young person. For me, this work is very, very important because we're trying to find ways when there's not really a pathway paved out for Indigenous or non-Indigenous peoples to work together. When we talk about education, we look at models across the country as well, like the Wampum Belt and working side by side, and even within our own treaty history and Treaty 7, being able to work and build relationships in a time of healing. I see it as a way of healing. I think this really opens up a lot for our young people, not only to learn, but learn about themselves, learn about our own history.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.